Now, many of you are familiar with like the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Emily Snooks from XTO ExxonMobil.
My name is Emily Snooks. I'm a public and government affairs advisor for ExxonMobil.
A great sign of capitalism where people who are leaders in communities, they tend to give back to the local communities, and really that's what we have going on today. So first off, let's talk about the program that you have implemented and also what type of events happen today.
Yeah, thanks, Jason. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about this. So specifically what we had today was we awarded two $25,000 grants to two very worthy organizations in North Dakota. And it's part of a program that we call Give Back to the Bakken, because North Dakota, the communities there have been so welcoming, honestly, of industry. And we really wanted to show our appreciation as a company where organizations can apply for the $25,000 grant. And then what's really unique about it is that we have our local employees in North Dakota choose the two recipients. So today's recipients were the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Bismarck and Community Action Partnership based in Dickinson. Yeah, so we received about 34 applications from organizations in North Dakota this year, and this is only the second year that we've done this program. Last year was the first year, and we received about 17 applications. So word is getting out there, which is what we like to see. So folks write an application, and what we're looking for mainly is them demonstrating a need in their community and how they're going to meet that need. You know, we know that with the oil and gas industry, it brings a tremendous amount of benefits to local communities. But, of course, there are always challenges that go along with that as well, population increases and other things. So these two organizations were very good at demonstrating two particular community needs. One, the Ronald McDonald House has something called a Care Mobile Unit. It's able to provide preventive health care out in rural communities, which is something that was definitely needed, and I'd say the western North Dakota area. Not only that, but they provide free housing for parents that are in Bismarck because their child is hospitalized there. And actually, the Ronald McDonald House showed us their data, and 63% of folks that stayed at the Ronald McDonald House last year were from the western North Dakota area, the oil field area. So felt it was very important to give back to them. Community Action Partnership in Dickinson operates in 8 counties in western North Dakota, providing everything from emergency assistance for maybe it's help with this month's rent or giving folks access to a food pantry. And not only that, they're doing a lot for mental health as well in that community. And also, they really do a lot of outreach around distracted driving as well as alcohol or drug impaired driving as well.
We've got energy prices are lower than what they have been in the past, and you know, we hear the words like downturn and these types of things, but yet here's another example of, I call it the symbolism of the commitment by these organizations to where you're willing to continue to give back. You know, the press hasn't been favorable to oil prices in the last couple of years, so do you guys ever think about that as far as the symbolism behind this and the commitment behind that?
Well, we're XTO Energy in North Dakota. We operate XTO Energy, but of course we're part of ExxonMobil. We've been part of ExxonMobil for about 7 years now. And we're very fortunate to be part of such a large global company that is able to maintain their charitable giving, depending on, you know, the fluctuations in the market. That's always been a strong commitment of ExxonMobil's, that we will always continue to give back where we have a business presence and where our employees are living and working. So this has always been something that the company sees as crucial to, you know, operating in the United States. And so that's why we have maintained programs like this. Just last year, first responders are also, we see them as incredibly important in communities. You know, safety is our number one priority, and that's where we have some common ground with our first responders. And as you know, so many are volunteer in North Dakota, so we make that a point to invest in those as well. And just last year, it was probably more than $60,000 we donated to local volunteer first responders, and that was for training or equipment needs. So it's something that we're definitely committed to. That's part of our business culture. And it's not only just, you know, maybe giving a donation, but when Williston State College reached out to us because they needed a particular piece of equipment for their workforce development program, you know, for oil and gas, we were, of course, just eager to help, because having the proper training, of course, leads to a safer workforce. So we were actually able to find this pumping unit that they needed in our field in Farmington, New Mexico, and we shipped it up to them so that they could use it in their program.
What is something maybe we didn't cover, or you want to reiterate, or you just want to mention about what you guys have going on there?
You know, I would like to say that I do visit North Dakota probably about once a month, and I work in seven states out west, and I have to say that I am always just so impressed with how knowledgeable North Dakotans are about oil and gas operations. Other places I go, it seems that, you know, we're always having to cut through a lot of misinformation about hydraulic fracturing, but never in North Dakota. It's always so, honestly, it's heartwarming to me that it's just been such a great community that's really embraced industry and really takes it upon themselves to get educated about what's going on. And it's very refreshing that the question that I always get is, you know, when are we going to develop someone's lease in the area? So, it's just always a joy to me.
To listen to the full-length interview with Emily Snooks from XTO ExxonMobil, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
So now the sharks in the water, babe, they think you're pretty sweet. No, they're never gonna get you with the big old pearly.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. If you're looking for a rewarding career with a top-notch company but haven't had a chance to get to know MBI, stop by the Sweet Crude Travel Center in Belfield, North Dakota on Tuesday, February 28th and meet MBI. Fill up your cup and learn more about this premier oilfield services company in western North Dakota. MBI has openings for workover rig supervisor, operator, derrick hand, and floor hand, oil, water, and hot oil truck drivers, and water transfer technicians. Enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com or meet MBI at the Sweet Crude Travel Center on Tuesday, February 28th.
Well, you're my surfboard, baby. Let me be your boogeyman.
Music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. To find out more about Tom Peckskamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp.
Baby, let me be your mango man. You're my pineapple, baby, let me be your mango man.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. 4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.